on the line with us this morning from the Siena College Research Institute, Don Lovey. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Thank you very much for your time and releasing this new survey, taking a look at some New Yorkers' attitudes about a variety of aspects when it comes to the coronavirus. Among the things that you talk about in this particular survey, New Yorkers and what they think about schools reopening this fall, that's obviously right upon us. What do New Yorkers think about what's happening here?
Well, New Yorkers are concerned. Right now, given a choice between completely reopening, and recognizing that there are risks, or, you know, taking the position that we just have to bring the children back to school, we see 62% of New Yorkers saying that it runs too great a risk. You know, that drops a little bit upstate down to 57%, but New Yorkers are concerned. We followed that up. We said, well, what about if there are three choices? What about the choice between completely bringing students back in, taking whatever precautions you can, a hybrid model where there's some students in, some remote, or keeping students at home with remote learning? We still see the largest single group, 46% of all New Yorkers say we have to keep the schools closed right now. About a third are in favor of this hybrid model, and just under 20% say completely open the schools. So you could argue, if you add together the folks who are in favor of the hybrid model and those that are, say, bring everybody back, we're right at about 50-50. So New Yorkers are concerned, and we really are going to be out for a very, very difficult fall with whatever model the schools employ.
I'm curious about overall attitudes about the coronavirus here in New York State. Obviously, you see a lot of things on the news about people battling back against mask requirements and things along those lines. But what about for New Yorkers? What do they think about the pandemic, where it's at, and where it might be, where we might be heading?
Well, we ask them a simple question. Do you think the worst is over, or do you think the worst is still to come? Now, 2 months ago, 62% thought the worst was still to come. Right now, we've dropped a little bit, but still, 51% of all New Yorkers, 54% of upstate New Yorkers say they feel as though the worst is still to come. So there is tremendous concern. We asked them about, do you think there's going to be another large outbreak this fall? And there we see that 86% of all New Yorkers, 85% of upstaters are at least somewhat, if not very, concerned that we're going to see a large outbreak yet this fall.
Hmm. And what about, we've talked about the schools, attitude towards schools, but what about just some of the things that individual New Yorkers like to do, whether it's going to dinner or going to a theater or something along those lines? In terms of the coronavirus, again, are they looking forward to reopening? Do they believe things should be open right now? What are the attitudes there?
Well, we asked them, how comfortable are you with a series of indoor activities, such as dining indoors at a restaurant, having a drink at a bar, working out at a gym? And we still see significant majorities say they are not comfortable. That doesn't mean that there aren't plenty of people looking to do those things. But, for example, dining indoors in a restaurant, only 38% of all New Yorkers say that they are comfortable at this point with that. Interestingly, we see some partisan divides there. A majority of Republicans, 58%, say, you know what, I am comfortable dining in at a restaurant. When you switch over to working out at a gym, we still see a partisan divide, but only 27% of all New Yorkers, a quarter of upstaters, say right now I am comfortable going to a gym. So we see about three quarters of New Yorkers saying not yet for me.
And also an interesting element of this particular survey, when it comes to the coronavirus, you got into some personal habits and some personal activities that people might have done during the pandemic. Can you share some of those with us?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've all had to adjust to a new lifestyle. So we asked about a number of things. Have you gained weight, for example? 42% of us say that we've put on some pounds since the pandemic, but a third of us say we've lost weight, so it's affected different people differently. Have you developed a new hobby? 41% of us say we've developed a new hobby. About one out of every eight of us say that we've adopted a pet. And interestingly, a majority of us, 51%, say that we've reconnected, perhaps over Zoom, but we've reconnected with old friends or distant family during this period. So many of us have used our time, and many of us have used it well. Completed a home improvement project, 43% of us. slightly more upstate, 49% of us have completed some home improvement project that perhaps we've been putting off for a while. So life has certainly been different in many ways during the virus pandemic.
Don Levy of the Siena College Research Institute, always appreciate your time and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for the call.